To get a feeling for what happened Saturday, let's go back to December. The county's Democratic Executive Committee came together then to vote on Sheriff Jim Pendergraft's successor. The outcome cast Nick Mackey as a winner.
The final and total results in the sheriff's race. Let us all look together.
The numbers that blinked on the screen that night were 631 to 390. One Mackey supporter repeated to herself,
"You can't deny it.
But the numbers were exactly what came into question within days of the party vote, specifically whether all those who voted were eligible to do so under party rules. And so 2 months later, a crowd came back to the very same room where Mackey was elected to decide whether that vote was legitimate. Charles Morrison was one of dozens of people waiting for the doors of the government center to open at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. He said he had been waiting in the cold for 45 minutes to make sure he'd get a seat.
I wanted to get down here early because it's very important that we come out and support not Nick Mackey, but the process.
2 days before, Morrison had attended a rally where Reverend Al Sharpton had called for due process and urged people to attend Saturday's meeting to get that point across. But some who came Saturday just wanted to see things resolved. Sam Brown, chairman of the Senior Democrats of Charlotte, also got to his seat early.
I want to see if the Board of Review can unravel this conundrum we're into. I want the right thing to be done, and I just hope that we can settle it and get on with our lives and being a citizen of Charlotte.
What the crowd saw unfold was a hearing that took on the tones of a trial.
There should be no applause today. There should be no boos or groans or anything.
9 hours of testimony began with remarks from Raleigh attorney John Sasser. He represented the party members who filed the complaint with the state party.
The Democratic Party of Mecklenburg County is in turmoil. This internal party strife has spread throughout the community.
He argued that in the weeks leading up to December's sheriff election, several precincts were hastily organized without posting the proper notice or meeting in public. And he said that resulted in secret sessions that excluded party members within the community. What's more, Sasser said the confusion and controversy around the election have undermined the local Democratic Party.
Today's proceedings cannot solve all of Charlotte's problems, but perhaps we can restore some of the public confidence in the Democratic Party.
Attorney James Ferguson represented Nick Mackey in the proceedings, trying to persuade the review board to uphold December's election. He, too, spoke of repairing party rifts.
If you're talking about how to build a party and how to include people, you can't do that by changing the rules after the fact. You can't do that by bringing people into the party, giving them the opportunity to vote, and then telling them your vote doesn't count.
And then there was David Erdman, the chair of the Mecklenburg Democratic Party, that spoke to another divide, the gap between party rules and local practice. He told the council he knew rules were not followed, but the local party simply did not have the resources to go about it differently.
This board may conclude that we've made some mistakes, but we didn't make the mistake of being unfair to anybody.
After another roughly 3 hours of deliberation, the council came back with an answer.
This was not easy.
They decided the results of December's election are invalid, and the local Democratic Party must hold another election for sheriff within 30 days. Before that, every precinct must be properly reorganized. Leaving the government center, the media and supporters crowded around Mackey, and it got testy. Mackey refused to make any comment. Several others voiced their opinions.
We're not through. This is not the end.
And it isn't. There's an election in the works, and then there's the matter of what the county commission will decide to do this week. Appoint interim sheriff Chip Bailey, or hold tight for another election. Throughout that process, the Mecklenburg County Democratic Party will have to continue operating with chinks in its structure. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.